Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, across from the historic Chicago Theater, you are listening to Carmen and Yurko on the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
This is Spring Training Tuesday. Same lovable ESPN Chicago hosts, but paired with different radio partners.
How are we going to work this?
Same way we always do. I interrogate him, you write it down.
Spring Training Tuesday continues on ESPN Chicago.
That's right, what Big Voice said. Spring Training, the final day of Spring Training here on ESPN 1000. Another great month of Spring Training. It is Adam Abdallah, Connor McKnight. Yurko and Waddle will be in here at 2 o'clock for Crosstalk, and Cap and Bleck, 6 to 8 tonight, the Thunderdome. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So as I alluded to a couple minutes ago, my neighbor started a war today.
Tell me about the nature of this neighbor. Is this someone who is in your building?
No,
you see across
next
the
door.
Street, share
next
an
door.
Alley?
Okay. We share a back alley.
The level to which you know this neighbor.
Don't know him at all.
Okay.
Don't
know his name. Never met him.
Don't know his name. Don't know their names.
You know
don't
his
know
face?
Don't know his face. Don't know anything about him.
He's a mystery neighbor.
Keep to myself and the dudes that live below me. I know the dudes that live below me.
Okay.
Know those guys. They're great. Great guys.
Sure.
Great guys.
Great guys. Met them.
Met them a bunch of times. Had the baby conversation with them.
Oh!
You guys should invest in some earplugs.
That's cute.
Told them.
That's
and they were
cute.
Like, that's nice.
That is
and
nice.
I go, I don't know if you guys figured out the context clues. There's been a lot of boxes that have cribs and whatnot in them. You should probably invest in
it's
a...
It's not a hobby.
Yeah. You should probably invest in some earplugs. Yeah, we have a baby now. But no, they're great guys.
Okay.
So...
Unknown neighbor across the street.
Next door.
Next door. Apologies.
Next door.
Apologies.
Okay. So.
But not in your building.
Not in my building.
Okay.
It's a two-building, like, walk-up, two-apartment walk-up situation.
Yep.
Next door, same situation. The whole block,
two
same
flat
situation.
Two flat.
Yeah. Yeah. We're up on the north side, okay? And in my neighborhood, on my block, Tuesday is garbage day.
Okay.
And every other Tuesday is recycling day. Where they come and they take the blue, what do you call it?
Yeah, the bin.
The bins.
Yeah, the bin.
Right? So, I know that today...
I'm taking notes on this.
...is recycling day.
Yeah.
Okay? And we get boxes delivered a lot to the house. You understand? Babies.
Of course I understand.
They have a lot of stuff.
They have more boxes than I know what they do.
They got a lot of stuff. We got a big box delivered yesterday. Okay? Unpack the box. Broke the box down because that's what you do in the city of Chicago.
You got a knife for that? Use a knife or use your hands?
Use a knife, scissors, whatever. You got to cut all the tape and everything like that.
I got a box knife. I worked a factory job. At a
box cutter?
I got a box knife.
I'm not legally allowed to own those.
No.
So use a knife, break down the box. You can laugh at that. It's okay. You don't have to hide your laugh. You don't have to hide your laugh.
Charlie laughed at it.
You don't have to hide your laugh. That's okay.
I've heard the joke before, but Charlie laughed.
I'm not allowed to own
it. Charlie's a comedian, so you have an official laugh on that.
I made a comedian laugh. I love that. That's great. That's better for me.
So, some comedians are easy gets.
Yeah,
some comedians are easy laughs.
Oh, man, Charlie.
There's nothing wrong with being an easy laugh.
All right, that's fine.
That's a good way to go through life.
I saw Charlie do stand-up last week. I know he's a funny person. So yeah, he's very good.
Okay.
So, I know that today is recycling day. Now, because it's only every 2 weeks, there's a lot of boxes in these recycling bins.
Of course there is.
So, we, as a two-unit place, like we have my unit and we have their unit to us, we share a row of garbage cans.
Okay.
Behind the apartment. And they're set up to where it's all the garbage cans and then all the recycling bins. Okay, there's no separate. There's not like it's not like it's garbage cans, recycling bins for us, and then garbage cans, recycling bins for them.
They don't mix.
It's like five garbage cans and like five recycling bins. Now on them in permanent marker is written the numbers of the house. My address number is on my cans. Their address number is on their cans. Okay. So I break down this box this morning because I know the garbage is coming. Usually between 8 and 10 a.m. is when they roll through behind my apartment and they empty the bins and they leave. So this morning, I woke up, took the box outside.
Large box, broken
large
down.
Large box, broken down. My bins are full. So what I do, because it's garbage day, and I know that they're going to be taken in about an hour.
Right.
I open up their can.
Yes.
And I put my box.
Yes.
That's broken down.
Correct.
Into their can.
Of course.
Then I go about my business. Come upstairs, take the dog out, feed the baby, shower, get ready to leave. I leave. When I go downstairs, out of my front door.
Yeah.
What is waiting for me on my front doorstep?
No.
The box.
No.
The box.
On your front doorstep?
On my front doorstep.
That is, first of all.
The box is waiting for me on the front doorstep. And by now, the bins have been emptied.
Yeah.
This is gone. Like, you could have taken the box out and just set it down. You could have left the damn box in the bin.
This is, first of all, tell me you went to a Midwest Catholic school without telling me you went to a Midwest Catholic school, because that's the most passive-aggressive thing I've ever heard of.
This is not passive-aggressive. This is aggressive.
That borders on aggression.
This is aggressive.
It is. No note. He didn't write anything on the box.
Nothing.
You didn't,
nothing.
There's no camera. There's no doorbell.
Nothing.
There's no evidence.
Nothing.
This man has begun hostilities.
This is the first shot fired. Yeah. I don't know what war that's from, but that's, I didn't pay attention, but yeah, that's a thing. Whatever the shot heard around the world.
Well, that was Lexington Concord.
Yeah, whatever.
And that's what began the American Revolution.
Oh, whatever, nerd.
Ostensibly.
Okay, schoolboy.
Well, I'm sorry, is knowing things bad?
Yes, someone didn't watch Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolboy, jeez.
Adam coming down hard on the opposite side of knowing things.
I'm not taking
things.
My aggression out on you. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Yeah,
my
clearly
point is this.
This is misplaced.
My All point right. is this. Even if they did, and I see people in the Twitch chat, maybe they needed room in the can. Just set it next to the damn can.
Set it in between them. They'll take it.
They're coming. They're on their way.
These are Chicago garbage men. Chicago garbage, they are professionals. They'll take whatever you put in there.
Now, let me ask a couple questions here. I'm listening to this story. And, Connor, I know that you're in there with Abdallah, but usually I'm in there sitting with Mr. Abdallah. So I have a bunch of questions to ask. So do you think... Now, well, I don't know if it's a question, but clearly this individual has a Ring doorbell situation on their can. Because how else would he know that the box that was added to the trash bin was your specific box to then bring it up to your door?
So our address is because it came in the mail.
Well, that's doing too much. So whoever that person is, you're doing too much. If you're looking at the box and looking at the address,
they definitely looked at the box and my philosophy is they like me. Oh, it's garbage day. I better empty my cans and empty my inside. Garbage cans.
You do the roundup.
You take everything out, and
how
you take it out.
How was it that they would have known that there was an extra box added?
I mean, my box topped the can off, but it's not
was
like
a lid. Was the lid ajar?
No,
closed lid. And this man has the audacity to remove the box. So there's no problem. There's literally no problem with the can.
Nothing.
No problem.
Now here's the thing. Carmen and Yurko, we are in for Carmen and Yurko as it is spring trading. We could have played Who's the Douche. I didn't even want to do that because they're the douche.
There's no issue here.
I am not the douche.
Zero issue.
It's all garbage. This isn't like a daily thing where I pick up after my dog and I'm always putting it in their can. This isn't anything like that. This is I have an extra box. I want to keep the alley clean. I want to put it because I also live. Here's the other thing. Okay. I'm always worried about this, especially now that I have a newborn. Is I live very close to the L tracks. What happens from the L tracks? Sparks.
All the time.
I'm worried that because I've seen a fire on the tracks before, right behind my apartment.
Listen, we've all seen a fire on
the L
tracks.
I make sure the paper items, the boxes, the cardboard, is in a can in case a spark flies off. I don't want the cans to ignite.
New fear unlocked for me, but I appreciate you looking out.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, pal. Okay, so that's the thing, is I made sure I put this in a can. But no, this guy making his rounds in his house, then went outside, saw my box, removed the box from the can.
Well, if you see it, you got to remove it.
Walked it around the front of the apartment and put it on my doorstep.
This is so clearly what you're dealing with here is an opponent who has a lot of time on his or her hands, right?
I guess.
So as we conspire to return fire here, we got to figure out exactly how to get to this person, right? Got to hit him where it hurts.
I want to.
Got to hit him where it counts.
I want to.
So you got a work from home kind of person here. You've got somebody who's around on delivery day, sort of. And you know, just here's the other thing. If somebody had a problem with this, if the neighbor had a problem with this and it wasn't delivery day, then I go, okay, all right, maybe you got some issue.
Look, if this was today when I got home after the cans have been removed,
you've got an issue.
Fine. If this is Thursday when they come on Tuesday the next week, if I still got 10 days in between,
right,
I get it.
Obviously, that's a problem.
I understand that.
This is pickup day. There is no issue here.
Chris Black has a question.
How full were the garbage cans? You're talking about a recycling can that the box went into. How full were the garbage cans?
Well, Chris, I would like to recycle. The garbage cans are always overflowing because for some reason I feel like everyone dumps
It's garbage. Chicago.
All right.
Because whenever they do work on the train tracks, I feel like they dump their garbage into my cans.
Okay, so
I always see construction stuff in my garbage cans.
Do you think this person knows that in the city of Chicago it all goes to the same place?
I don't know.
And so, like, the act of taking the box out of the recycling to make sure the recycling is closed, yet having the garbage cans next to it overflowing, you could have just set the box right into those cans because it's all going to the same place.
I could have, but I was trying to be a responsible human being and give back to the environment and whatnot, and my philosophy was this is a box.
I don't know if that's necessarily the key.
This is a box here.
You can also bring me back the plastic straws at Starbucks. Thank you very much.
Well, what about the turtles?
The turtles are okay.
Well, think about this, too. I mean, they leave a flattened piece of cardboard in front of your doorstep. You could have taken a step on that cardboard and then slipped and fallen and hit your head. That's a whole other issue.
What if I was carrying my newborn on my way out? Hmm? Then there's blood on your hands, sir. There's blood on your hands. 312-332-3776. Who's the deuce? Sean's in McHenry. What's up, Sean?
Why didn't you take the shipping label off the box?
I you know what?
Because there wasn't a problem.
Because there shouldn't have been a problem, Sean. There shouldn't have been a problem with it, Sean. We're supposed to be neighbors.
That's why, zero issues.
That's
We're supposed
why I wound
to be
up on your front steps. Yeah.
No, it wound up on his front steps. Because that neighbor clearly has anger issues. That's
looked at
why
the box
it's on
and
the front
went,
steps.
This blankety blank put his box in my garbage can. God forbid.
Let's not victim blame here, okay? Let's not go so far.
Sean, I will. I will do that. From now on, I will take the label off and then put all of my garbage into his can.
Two things can be true. Yeah, you could have taken the label off. It is not your fault. This is not something that you did.
This is war. This is North Side war right now.
So you got a lot of boxes at the house, yes?
Yeah, we get a lot of boxes at the house.
Yeah. So I think you put together some sort of structure with the boxes.
And just leaving it there?
And you put it on their front step. You create like a jungle gym, like maybe a rocket. You know, you build like a rocket out of the cardboard you've got, put it out there as a lawn sculpture for them.
I was so mad. So people are calling in 312-332-3776. We'll take all of your phone calls on this and more coming up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You're listening to Spring Trading Tuesday on ESPN Chicago.
Neighbor War 2023. It's Connor and Abdallah in for Carmen and Yurko. Yurko and Waddle will be down here at 2 o'clock for Crosstalk.
You know who's going to have some good ideas on how to get back at your neighbor is Yurko.
I know.
He's got some thoughts.
I took a box. I broke down the box. Now, I could understand if this was an unbroken down box that's taking up a lot of space.
Nobody likes that.
No one likes that. You break down your boxes. That's how it works. Okay. And I took and I folded it up as best as I could. Cardboard, you know, you try to fold it a few times.
You wrestle that thing.
I know.
You find the seams first.
Yeah.
Then you
try to make another fold.
Find a lateral. Yeah.
And I put it in my neighbor's garbage can, recycling can, which is literally next to mine.
Delivery day was today.
Well, not delivery day, but you know,
pickup day
is today. And I walk outside my front door and the box is sitting on my front steps.
And?
Which is a fire hazard, if I do say so myself.
And it fit in the recycle bin.
Fit in the bin.
Lid closed.
Would have never known. No one would have ever known.
So he's got to be an owner, right?
Oh, definitely an owner.
Because that, if you're renting, that's psychotic behavior to go rummage through the garbage to make sure that the units are putting the right garbage in the right cans. So you have to be an owner at that point. Because otherwise, like Charlie and I were saying, as you guys were talking, the alley just takes care of it. Like if you live in an alley, you put stuff back there, things just disappear.
They do, yeah.
I've just put stuff back there in the alley before, and they just, the next day, they're just gone.
Yeah.
They're just gone. It's not garbage day. They're they disappear.
And Chris, you mentioned a good point that maybe he has a camera. I don't know if he has a camera, but I know what he does have. He does have a floodlight in his backyard.
Probably has a camera on
that it. That illuminates three apartments when it turns on whenever I take my dog out at night.
He's got a camera.
Or whenever a train goes by.
He's got a camera then. And
so
that's how he saw.
He's sitting there and watching.
Maybe.
Well, he probably gets push notifications when someone's in the backyard or something.
Maybe.
And so he probably watched you on camera do it and then said, nah, I'm going out there. I'm going to settle this.
I truly have no idea when garbage day is.
Neither do I.
Mine's on Tuesday.
I'm baffled that you know the date. As living as a in the city, sometimes it happens on Mondays, sometimes it's a Friday,
well,
sometimes
a holiday,
on Wednesday.
Yeah. Moves, but it's
no,
always
but my,
it's
my point is you just put it in the alley and it disappears.
Because I can usually hear the truck and then I go, oh no, time to round up everything.
And then you note that it's Tuesday.
Yes, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that's today. It's Tuesday. 312-332-3776. Notes in Lincolnshire. What's up, Note?
Hey, what's up, Adam? How's it going, Connor?
Yep.
Hello to Bleck and Charlie back in the studio as well, or in the production or producer's office. Anyway, so you need to do revenge, right? But this guy obviously knows who you are, so you don't want to actually be the one to do the vengeance yourself. He'll know it's you. So what you do is you have friends, people who know where you live, because we're obviously not going to give your address out over the airwaves. We don't want people like Mitchell and Displains coming by your house. So we want your friends to go by and just drop random garbage in his garbage can. Like, obviously, you know, they can wear masks so that they don't know who it is. But I'm talking like emptying out old coffee or like, you know, dog poop. People like disgusting garbage that, you know, it's a public alley, right? You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know who, you know. So
absolutely. Well, no, I don't know if you know this, but I had a baby. And so my wife had the baby, but I'm raising the baby. We're raising the baby. We have a lot of diapers at our disposal.
That's true, but we don't want diapers because then he'll automatically assume it's you. These friends of yours, maybe Whitney's friends, maybe other people that just don't always come up and down the sidewalk or the alley, whatever. But have people just fill up his garbage can. Like you can tell your friends, like, this is the one you use. Just come by in random parts of the day, parts when like both you and Whitney are working or what have you, so that they don't know that it's you. But it's like random people just filling it up with garbage.
I hope that's a good idea, Note. I will have to get my small army together. Chris, are you in? Are you in as part of the small army?
I don't care.
See?
maybe a young Tyler Aki who lives in the neighborhood, you know,
He lives close enough to me where he could drop his garbage off maybe if he wanted to. Thanks, Note. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
For sure. You too.
The likelihood that this person has Googled your name off of the delivery slip is high, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it was just an angry...
You got to agree that there is a non-zero chance this guy has looked into who you are based on the activity.
You think that he took the time and looked... I mean, maybe he just looked, rage saw the address and dropped the address off?
Yeah, but I feel like if you see the number, you see the name, right?
That's true.
It's right there for you.
Yeah, that's true.
He took the time to bring the box up to you.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't rule out that.
A lot of time with box.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of time with box.
Like Connor said, he's got a lot of time on his hands. He very well might take the time out of his day to Google you.
Ugh. I hope he didn't. Maybe he's listening right now. If you did, sir, you're a douche. Brian's on the north side. What's up?
Call.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
If you're my neighbor, 312-332-3776. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Oh, I do the same thing you do, and I've never been penalized for it. The only suggestion, I've got two suggestions. One is just take the box, and since it's that day and it's not windy, it's not raining, just break the box up and leave it outside. The guys by me, we do it all the time, and they pick up everything. And there's always four or five boxes that can't fit in the bin. We only have one bin, and we got three units. There's always boxes out there, and they always take the stuff. So
yeah. You wedge them? You wedge them? You got to wedge them in between.
Brian, I'm very worried, and my wife is very worried of the potential fire from the L because we live, and there's a lot of sparks coming from there.
It's a variable.
Fair enough.
And it's happened before.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen fires on the train tracks
before. But you're not leaving it out there for a week. This is only for a couple of hours.
It is. That is true. That is true. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Let's go to Danny in Schaumburg. What's up, Danny?
Dude, you did the right thing. First off, this is typical Lakeview behavior. Trust me, because I live a little bit west of you.
It is. It is.
I hate, you know what pisses me off is when all the blue bins are full, these idiots put full garbage bags next to the blue bin. Like, do they not understand the rat problem going on in the city?
We have so many rats. No.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get some vapes, some tinctures, some whatever. Yeah, we'll get some ski masks. I literally make sure there's no names or anything on the in the garbage. Literally, I just want to go dump all the garbage in front of this. It might be a chick, too. Let's just dump garbage in front of this idiot's door. Because obviously they have no life. They can clean up some garbage. What do you think?
I kind of like, you know what? I don't want to do like a huge retaliation. I don't even know if I'm into retaliation. I appreciate it, Danny. Thank you, man.
This is an easily enraged neighbor.
Well, okay, so
think about the ability to go from 0 to 60 that quickly, just over a broken down cardboard box.
It's honestly beta male behavior. It's what it is. Let's be honest here.
Well,
let's be honest here. Oh, I got some people that disagree now. Let's go to Joe in Crystal Lake. Joe thinks I'm in the wrong. Joe?
Yes.
You think I'm in the wrong?
I think you violated the man's garbage airspace. So, yes.
That's a thing now? We live in very close quarters. I can see into their bedroom.
I understand. Violating what? But if that's his can and you used it, you are now in violation of his using his personal space.
Sure, but does that justify the response? The man put this box on Adam's front doorstep.
And technically, it's the city's can, Joe.
Well, I'm not saying how he reacted is correct. I'm not saying that at all.
Thank you.
But you are the instigator here, and you have more to lose in the long run because you are a voice of Chicago radio.
I am by no means any voice.
But he could put your address out there on social media. He could make your life miserable. You need to smooth this over right now.
You know what? Listen, appeasement might be. Look, it worked for Neville Chamberlain, right? You appease.
Yeah.
There will be no more aggression. You just appease a ruthless dictator on the other side of the border.
I don't want to give in.
Everything goes fine.
What am I, Sweden?
You got a lot to lose.
No, I'm not giving in.
Mark, I'm not calling you France.
Mark in Buffalo Grove has an interesting approach. Mark, what's up?
Afternoon. So, yeah, you just got to kill him with kindness. There's a couple of different ways you can do that.
Like
being the bigger person here will make him feel small. Mm. So whether it's if you want to be confrontational, you can knock on the door and say, I'm so sorry for using the 1 square foot of space in your garbage can minutes before the garbage pickup came. Or you could write them a letter detailing that, but making them feel small for being as small as they were in the response to what you did. And you come off as a nice guy, and if they don't feel like a jerk, then that's on them, and like they're just always going to be that way. There's nothing you can do, but at least you did something to note that you are a better person, and you can live with yourself by doing that, I think.
All right, kill them with kindness. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Hey, can I modify this?
Yeah.
You Q-sack him, right?
What?
Okay, you Q-sack him. With a cardboard box,
yeah,
you
right
write
on
out
it. I'm
your,
sorry.
Your elaborate, heartfelt apology message, and you stand outside. You may be a boom box.
Yeah,
you stand outside the window until he acknowledges you.
Well, the thing is, like, we also have a front porch. We both have front porches. Okay. I'm going to see this guy at some point.
Yeah,
I'm going to see him.
Maybe you hang the sign in your front porch.
I'm going to see. I'm going to do like we're going to share summers together because we do like the head nod every once in a while when we're both on each other's porch.
Yeah.
Guess I'm not nodding anymore. I'm not going to nod at him.
I think you make a large sign, make a, like a billboard size thing. You plant that on your just on your side of the property line, and until he acknowledges that apology sign, you keep it up there.
I mean, this is just it seemed aggressive. It seemed aggressive.
It was aggressive.
It seemed aggressive. Andy's in Plainfield. What's up, Andy?
Yeah, I like that idea, Connor. By the way, that's a great idea. Let him stare at that sign until he comes and talks to you. No, I'm looking at it from a different way. It's not illegal garbage in somebody else's garbage can, especially since it's not his property, because I know how it works, goes out in the alley, and it's not his can. It's the city's that goes out there. Just like you can put mail in somebody else's mailbox. That's legal. What is illegal is taking litter out and putting it on somebody else's property. So I look at it that way. If I had a Ring doorbell, maybe I make a complaint. Maybe I send it in. Maybe we can start, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, but you're kind of a jerk. That's
like
just my
that.
Idea.
Out surveillance the surveyor. Thanks, Andy. I like that. I could do that. I could maybe do that.
That should be the sign. That's the sign. Hey, I'm sorry, but you're kind of a jerk. Just hang that up in your lawn for a better part of 3 months.
You're the douche. A lot of people want to talk about this. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
You're listening to Spring Trading Tuesday on ESPN Chicago.
We'll crosstalk with Yurko and Waddle in about 25 minutes. Spring Trading here on ESPN 1000. You heard the big voice say. It's Connor and Abdallah in for Carmen and Yurko today. The main event, Half in Black from 6 to 8. I'm at a war with my neighbor. I don't think they know it's a war, but they just entered into the...
Well, they know they started something.
They started something.
Yeah.
When I put one of my broken down boxes into their recycling bin, the day of garbage removal... And then when I exited my apartment, that box was sitting on my front step, which I don't think I did anything wrong.
How was the box oriented on your front step? Just laid out there?
Laid out, unfolded, flat. Laid out flat.
Like completely laid out flat.
Well, because as soon as you, it's like one of those, you know, those trick things with the you open up the can of peanuts and the snake pops out?
Yes.
It's like that. As soon as you take the box out, it unfolds.
That's right.
So that, and then they just brought it. They brought it up to me.
Yes, it's a hazard. What they've done.
It was. If I would have been looking, what if I was carrying my baby? Guess what? Blood on their hands.
What if you were just scrolling your phone? You know, what if you got a jacket caught in the door handle on the way out, causes you to slip on the? It happens.
Blood on their hands. Mike in Des Plaines has a solution. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
This is an easy fix. Take a bottle of crazy glue, squirt about an inch worth around the entire rim, close the door. If you can't use it, he can't use it.
Well, I'm not trying to, like, stop them from recycling and whatnot. That's not the move I'm trying to go for. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
It is funny, though.
It is kind of funny.
That would escalate the war, though. You clearly have a willing participant here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not somebody who's, like, he wants to dance. You know what I'm saying? This person, this neighbor, is looking for your next move. Probably relishing it. Probably has life, sits there, waits for something to happen. Mm-hmm. Just begging for somebody to cross a line that he's drawn up.
Then you know what? You know what? If that's how you get your kicks...
Yeah, I think it clearly is.
If that's how you get your kicks, that's what the suburbs are for. I'll say it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is very suburb behavior.
I mean, what's the commercial where someone tweeted it to us? It's the Progressive commercial. Don't act like your parents.
There's billions of them, but he's cleaning
the garbage cans. Yeah. He's got locks on the garbage cans. He's got his name and address on the garbage can.
Fantastic.
They're the city's garbage cans.
Right.
You don't take them with you. You think when he moves that he's taking those garbage cans with him?
Honest to God, you should be applauded just for fitting garbage in the appropriate receptacle in the city.
Right?
Yeah, you did it. You did it, man. You got it, Adam. You folded it all up. Lid fit.
Ridiculous.
The whole thing. On delivery day, even? You should have a citation from the city.
Ridiculous. Ken's in Elk Grove. What's up, Ken?
Hey, not much. My neighbor two doors down is always out of town. So it's the unwritten rule. If you take it to the curb and use it, you just bring it back in. So he doesn't get that award. One thing you can do to piss off your neighbors... Buy something and burn it on your barbecue grill when the wind is blowing their way.
Oof. Okay.
Because we have a fireplace. When a neighbor across the street complains, and that smoke sounds horrible, that's why I burn all the stinky wood when it's blowing her way.
The wind does blow that way, so there maybe I can get them that way.
And then if you do any chores, it's 8 o'clock on Saturday. 9 o'clock, you can start making noise on Sunday. At 9:01 Sunday morning, start making a bunch of noise just to say you're a douche.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. The problem is it would have to be outdoors chores, yeah. and I rent, so I'm not right. doing outdoors chores.
This is where you miss you had a lawn, you know? You get out there at 7 o'clock in the morning, start mowing.
Again, suburbs behavior.
Yeah.
That is suburbs
of course it is.
Behavior. That yes. is some next-door app behavior
yeah,
this right
is
there.
A city.
That is some next-door
We live on top of one another here.
Exactly. Al from Binnie's. What's up, Al? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. What's up?
So, I completely agree with you. I lived in Lakeview, and now I live in Lincoln Park. You know, my new apartment, I have one dumpster and one recycling bin. The big million-dollar house that's across my alley, they have four recycling bins. So,
and they got the camera on them, I bet? They got the camera on them. Tell me.
I don't care. It doesn't matter if they do. If the one recycling bin's full, I'm throwing it in the other ones, and Hell it doesn't yes. matter.
Hell yes. So,
exactly. Yeah, it doesn't. It's all garbage, city. Man. It all goes to the same place.
Yeah. As long as it gets picked up, everything's cool. There shouldn't be an issue.
I can't believe it. Thanks, Al. Have a good one, man.
We have a similar situation as Al. We got some real nice houses down mm-hmm. the corner, right? I mean, mm-hmm. these are nice places.
Mm-hmm.
They have several garbage cans, more than any house family of three or four could use.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sign. No, it's no dumping, right?
I mean, yeah, that's no the dumping, sign, right? Yeah. I thought that was for people,
the
but
camera,
sure.
I thought so, too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, yeah, of course I wouldn't do that. Not here.
Not on camera. Here.
Are you kidding?
People got to pay for that.
There's a lake for that. So you go, then there's above the no dumping sign, they've got their, you know, the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like in neon, like the plastic around the camera is it's a bright neon color. So at night, you know it's there.
Yeah.
They had to have come with the house when you bought them. Because I can't imagine investing money, living in the city, in a house nice like that. Investing money into making sure people weren't throwing crap into my trash cans.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Can't fathom.
I don't understand. Like, I get it if I went into my neighbor's yard or suburbs or something like that and threw it in their garbage can. But the row of garbage cans is all, but it's all the same row.
It's a communal row.
It's an alley, for God's sake.
So we're all just trying to get by.
It's a dirty, rat-infested alley.
Half of the city is built on garbage landfill. How do you think we get by? It's by putting boxes in their appropriate bins and getting them recycled one way or the other.
Maybe I'll have an update for people soon. I don't know if you know this, Connor.
All right.
But starting on Thursday,
yeah.
It's baseball season.
Hey-o.
Opening day here on ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood, Carmen and Yurko are going to be at Old Crow Smokehouse from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then, of course, we have White Sox opening day next week. Buffalo Wings and Rings. Oh. Carmen and Yurko 10 to 2 from Buffalo Wings and Rings.
I'm going to come out and see the guys at Wings and Rings.
All right,
I'm
nice.
I'm going to definitely
nice.
Try to.
Nice. But as you, pre- and post-game show host, occasional TV voice, you'll be on TV April 1st.
I will.
I hope they're not pulling a prank on you.
Well, you know, you never know.
April 1st, but the season starts. I was going to almost say kicks off. It doesn't kick off. It first pitches. The season first pitches on Thursday with the White Sox, and I, for you, sir.
You gotta be careful with that.
I have 8 White Sox questions
eight.
For you. I have 8 questions about
nice
the White
round
Sox.
Nice number.
I know, right?
When I start writing down lists of questions, I go, now, how do I get to 8?
I thought 8 was enough.
It works for me.
All right. So you ready for these questions?
Yes!
On the White Sox, because people want to know.
Fantastic.
As the pre- and post-game show host, occasional voice of the White Sox, Connor McKnight, is in here. We're doing spring trading. We're in for Carmen and Yurko. My first question to you, question number 1. Why isn't Lurie Garcia on the roster?
We don't know that he isn't yet.
Okay.
But all reports and signs indicate that he is not. The James Fegan wrote and Daryl Van Scowen wrote and Lamon Pope wrote that the locker had been cleared out of things, and it looks like the decision may have been made to not have Lurie Garcia on the opening day roster. I think it comes down to this. When you hire a brand new manager, when you hire Pedro Grifol, you let him pick his guys, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't this what we want? This is what Bill Parcells wanted, right? If you're gonna, I gotta pick the groceries.
Yeah.
So that's what he's done. It looks like they brought in Hanser Alberto, who I didn't think was, you know, much more than just a non-roster guy. Lurie has not been healthy the last couple of years, and with the addition of Elvis Andrus, I mean, Pedro said it. Your backup shortstop is your opening day second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
So where is the utility for a utility guy? And it looks to me like the White Sox have said that there's not enough there. Maybe they can reach some terms with Lurie. I kind of doubt it if indeed he has been released from his deal. But listen, they think they're better configured with the 4 they're going to go with off the bench than having Lurie Garcia there. And I if that's where they're headed, I kind of applaud the decision-making process because it's about winning. It's not about what's been committed prior.
Question number two. Hurdler, fireball thrower, Garrett Crochet hurt himself last year. He was injured. He missed most of the year last year. What is the timetable for Garrett Crochet to get back in the bullpen?
So we've heard down that mid-June is kind of that expected return to throw time. He's been throwing down there in Camelback Ranch. Looks good. I think he looks good to the point where guys are talking about some bullpen sessions back there. I think it was Pedro who was walking by one of the bullpen sessions Crochet threw last week before and said, are you sure you're not ready to go? You're feeling good?
Yeah.
But listen, it is unfortunate the setback, the TJ he had, right? But I wouldn't be surprised if that's a guy that you're adding into this bullpen mix at some point later in the season. If that's August, that would be a very good timeline for return.
Okay.
But you know, Tommy John comes with setbacks.
Yeah.
It just does. As much as we think it's 1 year, he's going to be back, we need to remember that this comes with setbacks and can have issues.
Yeah. Speaking of the bullpen, obviously Liam Hendricks, the White Sox closer, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We wish him all the best in a speedy recovery and hope he gets through that. But is there a timeline of him returning to the White Sox? Is he going to be around the team? This is a lot of questions in one for one question. But
it really is.
Is he around the team? Is he going to be around the team during the regular season? Is he going to be in the clubhouse? Is he going to be in the bullpen? And do we see him pitch this season?
I think all those things are possible. And I think they're possible because Liam is Liam, right? I mean, if we have seen him down there in camp, he's been around, he's thrown a little bit. I don't know to what degree. I don't know if he's heating it up or off a mound or anything, but he's thrown some while undergoing treatment as well. We all know this. We've seen this. The White Sox said when the diagnosis was announced by Liam that they weren't going to have comments on this until opening day at the very earliest. I like everyone else, I'll be very interested to see if Rick Hahn has an update as to where the process is for Liam come opening day. We've seen pitchers before return from this diagnosis and from this treatment in the same calendar year, and Liam could do that. I would not be surprised if that happens, mostly because of who Liam is and the way he attacks literally everything in life, whether it's a Lego or it's an opposing hitter.
Question number four.
All right.
Of our eight questions here. What can White Sox fans expect from Oscar Colas in his first major league season, assuming reports are that he will make the opening day roster?
Yeah, and I think he's going to. All signs point to Oscar Colas in right field. I think what you can expect is an improving defender, a guy that's got a lot of plate coverage, sneakier power than even we've talked about some, but a guy who's got to learn a few lessons still at the big league level. I think one of the things Tony La Russa did very well, especially in his first year of managing, was get Andrew Vaughn the matchups he needed in the first half of the season. He was, you know, as a young kind of, you know, COVID rookie sort of thing, he was magnificently matched up against starters that he could do damage against, see success against. Mm-hmm. We talk about, you got to see him go in, right? I hope that Pedro is able to do the same for Oscar Colas. It looks like Gavin Sheets will be on this roster. Eloy Jimenez is going to play a lot of right field. I would think that it is reasonable to expect Oscar to play something in the neighborhood of 100 games, at the very least, in right field this year, and probably more than keep his head above water offensively.
All right. Okay. Our next question.
Should be a step in a big direction for them in that position.
Question number five. We got to roll through these now.
All right.
So Carmen DeFalco alluded to this a while ago, that Yoan Moncada has an off-year, on-year. This is supposed to be an on-year. Is he healthy? Is he going to be prepared for opening day? What should we expect from Yoan Moncada this year?
Seems healthy. I know the back barked at him a little bit. He gave a thumbs up. The way he played in the World Baseball Classic had purpose, it had intensity, and it got results. So I think this is, as much as anything else, a year where you go, Yoan, you got to have it. So let's do it.
Okay. Real quick. Now that Jose Abreu is gone, who is going to be the team leader
in this
team's call? Okay.
Tim Anderson.
Really?
Tim Anderson.
Has that worked before?
Yeah, I don't know that you've had that ask of Tim Anderson before.
He seems like a guy that can lead when he's on and maybe not necessarily lead when he's off.
And I think that's going to be his next step. I think that's a fair question to ask. I think that's going to be his next step. That's what he needs to, you know, as much as the off-field stuff goes, learn and evolve into. I think he's ready to do it.
Okay.
I really do.
Question number seven. as we have two more left. Is the pitch clock going to be the same? Be held to the same standard that it has been in the spring training? Because if you watch the NFL, use the NFL as an example.
Yeah.
With the play clock, you know, the play clock hits zero. The ref will then look down at the ball, make sure it's, you know, snapped right close to when it hits zero. So it's really an extra 1 or 2 seconds there. Are they going to give batters and pitchers an extra 1 or 2 second, or is it like, nope, there you go, that's it, walk?
From what I understand, this is going to be monitored as close as any rule. This is going to be the exact expiration of the clock. There are going to be within the game, like let's say you've got a foul ball down the third baseline, right? And the runner at third and the third baseman kind of get tangled up because that ball's kind of fair foul, then the umpire doesn't have to start the clock like immediately. Everybody's got to reset and get to their positions. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, clock's running and it expires, from what I understand, this is absolutely going to be to the letter of the law.
Okay. And our final question here, 8 questions for the White Sox season and baseball season with Connor McKnight. Do the bigger bases matter?
Yes.
They do?
I think they do. But the bigger matter is the disengagement rule from the pitching rubber. I understand the time clock's going to be big, the pitch clock, all that kind of stuff. The fact that you can, as a pitcher, only disengage twice before mm-hmm. having to get the runner a third time is going to completely change the way we think about base runners, base running, and defense. That, in my mind, is the biggest change in this game come 23.
All right, that's Connor McKnight. You can hear him on the pre- and post-game show starting on Thursday on ESPN 1000, the home of the White Sox. Also look for him on TV on NBC Sports Chicago, calling the game TV on April 1st. That is Saturday's game at the Houston Astros. We'll come back. We got a couple more Bears calls to wrap it up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. Spring trading days on the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago.
Another round of spring trading in the books. Hopefully you heard Carmen and Dion Miller in from 7 to 10. If not, check them out on the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Greeny, was it somehow Greeny gets in his normal slot? I don't understand. Greeny doesn't have, he doesn't have to work, you know, 12 to 2, 2 to 6, just 10 to noon. I think it's rigged.
I feel like Greeny should have to rigged. Work with like Yurk or something like that.
That would be fun. That would be a fun show.
It would be a good show.
That would be a good show.
It would be.
It's Connor McKnight, Adam Abdallah in right now for Carmen and Yurko. Yurko and Waddle will be in here in about 7 minutes or so. And then, of course, it's Cap and Black, 6 to 8. Right here on ESPN 1000, your home of the White Sox, which you will hear opening day on Thursday. Connor McKnight will bring you the pre- and post-game show on Thursday from Houston.
Cap has selected the song of the night, by the way.
Ooh. Is it Bruce?
But he actually submitted 2 songs, so it's helpful because I think one of them we have featured already.
So above and beyond. It was Dancing in the Dark.
Above and beyond.
Neither was a Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go to Chase on the south side. He's been patiently waiting. What's up, Chase?
What's up, man?
What's up, Chase?
Connor, what's happening, bro?
How you doing?
Hold on, one more. What up, Black?
That's Chase. For me, Chris.
Chase.
Look, all right. Hey, Black, man. Hey, that guy, so that was your neighbor. That was very petty. Like, that was really petty.
Isn't it, though?
He had nothing else to do but to put that box right there on your doorstep. Like, you know what? Why couldn't he just, you know, because does he have your number? Do y'all have each other's numbers? I don't know him.
He could be walking down the street. I wouldn't be able to point him out. I don't know this guy.
So he don't know you from in a paint, and he did all that. Like, he couldn't, like, because I was just saying, what I would do in your situation is I would, like, pull him to the side, knock on his, because do you even know where he stays? Like, do you know where he stays?
Yeah, he's my neighbor. He lives next door to me.
But which unit?
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's actually, because it is a 2-unit. It is, so I don't know if it's the top or the bottom unit. I don't know. That's a good question.
The reason why I'm asking that because... What I would do in a situation like that is I would confront him, because it's not always what you say, it's how you say it. I would confront him in a way and say, hey, man, what was up with that? Like, why would you do that? Like, You know, like, hey, if you got a problem with something I did, we could talk about rather than that's that was just crossing the line. It's just, it's better ways to handle situations like that rather than just do that. That was just being called for. Like, some people just do stuff for no reason they ain't even called for. So what I would do if I was you is I would, like talk to him face-to-face and find out what was that about. And tell him, look, if you got some problem about where I put my trash at or whatever the case may be, just talk to me about it. We've grown adults here. We're not kids. We're
that's
adults.
A whole conversation. Just leave the box where it is. That's a whole to-do. It's a one-time thing. It's not like, you know, I don't know how long he's lived there, but I presume at least a couple years.
It's not a serial offense.
Yeah, this is a one-time. This is the only time I've ever done this. This is the only time.
Yeah. But he didn't have to do all that. Like, that was just inexcusable. Because it's like, that was just time-consuming. Like, you ain't got nothing else to do with your time than do that? Come on, really?
Because
like,
guess what? When I go home,
nowadays,
I go home here in a little bit, I got to put that box back in a trash can or in the newly emptied recycle bin.
Nonsense.
Ridiculous is what it is.
It is. It's too much.
That's annoying.
Chase, make sure you call Cap tonight, okay?
I'll make sure. I keep that in mind. I'm gonna give Black a hard time for not giving me that weak response.
All right, you should. Thanks, Chase. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I think, I don't think I'm going to do anything yet.
Probably safe. I mean, he's got your name. You don't have his.
I mean, I could find out.
That's leverage. Of course you could.
He leaves a lot of his packages on their front step. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying.
Oh, does the man abuse a little bit of the public space?
I'm just saying that there's a lot.
Not a
he
surprise.
Gets a lot of packages.
Not a surprise.
Gets a lot of packages. Maybe he'll get a few less packages. Maybe they'll be late. Maybe that same day Amazon delivery might take a few days.
You know, this got dropped off on my door. Here you go.
What do you know?
It was last Tuesday. Sorry.
Who are you? Maybe it's in your recycling bin. How about that? Maybe it's in your recycling bin.
Could be. Who knows?
I hope my one hope for tonight, though, and speaking of Chase calling back tonight, is that Mitchell and Desplaines calls.
Oh, you want that? Yeah.
I want. If someone knows Mitchell and Desplaines, if he is listening right now, don't call us now.
No.
Call Cap tonight. I need the full...
Anytime between 6 and 8.
I need the full Mitchell and Desplaines treatment for...
Call twice.
Yeah, call twice.
Call six hours, seven hours.
Just talk to Chris.
Yep.
Team Gemini. And then I don't know what Cap is. I'm not an astrology person.
Neither do I.
Yeah, neither am I.
You know why? It's because astrology... it doesn't matter.
This has been fun.
It doesn't matter. This has been fun.
Let's go get some sleep.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's go get some sleep. Thank you to Chris Black and Charlie Bevins for producing today's show. We will be back to Crosstalk with Waddle and Yurko. And Andy Reid has the final word, presented by Bath Planet.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
Jordan Love.
Can't remember Jordan Love.
Packers, he started that game when Rodgers missed it because of COVID.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. No, I thought he was good, yeah.